Welcome to The Daily Me, the place for insights into life and business. Hello there and welcome to The Daily Me Show. I hope you're doing wonderfully well today. Had another great weekend, caught up with family and had some time with some people in the family group that live overseas, and it was wonderful to see them. We haven't seen them in, I would have to say, at least 5 years, and wow, how people change, how they mature, how they, you know, come into their own, as it were. You know, they've done really well with their businesses and so forth, and they've just gotten married, and very exciting times for them. Great to see them. It was a bit sad to see them go, to be honest. There was a few tears, but you know, technology being what it is nowadays, we'll surely see them again soon. But on today's episode of the show, I'd love to talk about info products and the I guess the role of maximizing each sale that you make in your business. Now, when I say sales, you may be wanting to create info products for general information purposes. So there might not be any desire to sell anything on the back end. You might be looking to just gain some attention for your business, your book, or the venture that you're underway with. But for the most part, when you create an info product, what you're doing is you're distilling down your content in a way that's consumable in a different way. Now, information products is, you know, a lot of people would use PDF downloads as an information product because that's what it is. It's just information. So how you package it up is entirely up to you. Others might use audio courses, and a very popular one, obviously, is the video-based information courses. I'll be sharing a link at the end of the call with you so you can find out how I do it, because Thrivecart's actually fantastic because what they give you is an inbuilt course creator. And this is an aside from their core product, which is Checkout, because they recognize the importance of having info products as part of their package. And if you buy Thrivecart, it comes with it. Now, if you think about that, for the one-off price that you're paying for Thrivecart, you get something that other companies is their core product and they charge you every month. Now, if you want to see what I'm talking about in practice, I'm more than willing to give you access to it. It should be already accessible from within the Podcasting Central group on Facebook that I'm running. Love to see you there. But if you want access to the video course for Welcome to the Show 1.0, the complete podcasting system for your business, then ask me inside the group, or you might actually find a link in there. And I'm giving it away free because I want you to have that information. The thing about it is that I can save you a lot of money by getting you to pay up front for a Thrivecart account once. This is an amazing model. They will allow you to use their system just indefinitely. You don't have to pay again. This is the amazing thing. I'm still wondering how they can do it, but they're doing it, and they're a massive business and they keep growing. And, you know, you can obviously outline your course in there, and you can create different modules on different elements of the thing that you're offering, the information that you're offering. But it's also about establishing your authority and positioning yourself as the expert in your field. But when I say that, it doesn't have to be all about, you know, that sort of authority and expertise. It could be just simply because you have something you want to share with the world. And like, you might be into pottery, you might have a desire to share tips and tricks about pottery, and you want to format it into an information course. That's absolutely something you can do with it. And but then if you do want to make some money with it, then you can scale it up, you can create that. I mean, people use the word passive income, but I don't think there's such a thing. I think you always have to put some level of work into it initially and ongoing. But when you have this system with Thrivecart, not only do you get the base system, you can upgrade to a premium paid version, which has got some extra bells and whistles. But I'm telling you right now, you do not need those. You can use it without it. I have one account that has the premium upgrade, and I have another one that doesn't have it. And you would not know the difference from the user's perspective. It's more so from the administrative side. Yes, there are some benefits to it, but again, just check out the link and make up your own decision about whether or not you'd like to do that. But also with that, if you wanted to sell your info product and you had Thrivecart, So you go ahead and you use the Thrivecart system. And the beautiful part about it is that it directly links straight to Thrivecart checkout pages. So there's no trying to integrate, create API keys and, you know, set connections and webhooks and all this other rubbish that goes on with a lot of these situations that, you know, when people are trying to sell info products, it's a lot simpler than that. So it's there's benefit in that. But on that, when you do that, because Thrivecart is what it is, it has upsell sequences. So you can maximize the returns on that initial, say, lead magnet or whatever you're doing. You get the email, then you sell them something in terms of an information product. And then during that checkout process, you automatically send them to an upsell page for something of significant value that's oftentimes cost more. So there's all of that inside of Thrivecart. And this is the thing that blows my mind about Thrivecart. They are just essentially the one-stop shop for information products. So make sure you go and check them out. You won't be disappointed. But if you'd like to learn more about, you know, creating information products and, you know, doing upsells, or maybe you want me to walk you through Thrivecart, I'd be more than happy to do that as part of your push to, you know, get your information out there. So again, come over to Podcasting Central on Facebook. Just type it in, Podcasting Central. There's no barriers to entry to come inside. And also, before I leave you, as per normal, we are on a push to build our subscriber base on YouTube. So if you could drop over to our channel, it's called My Future Business. Just type in My Future Business into the search bar on YouTube and like and subscribe to our channel. So thanks for listening today, and up to you tomorrow. See you then.